I Need to Tell the World You're Mine by Anne Carey, read by Apple Juice. Dean's not sure why he likes to be seen with Sam, as in together, you know, a couple, but he does. So Dean claims Sam as his whenever the craving becomes too much. Sometimes the need comes fast, unexpected, and Dean has to pull over to the side of the road. He has to stop the car so he can get his hands on Sam, now. When it happens, Dean jumps out of the Impala before it has even come to a complete stop. He runs around to the passenger side, pulling Sam out of the car and pushing him down onto the hood. He bends Sam over backwards in his haste to run his hands across hard muscle, to taste Sam with his mouth. Sam's skin is salty, and Dean bites down on Sam's pulse point hard enough to leave a mark. Dean knows that this thirst for Sam comes from the time they spent apart, when he couldn't have Sam whenever he wanted. So he indulges himself now. He takes the time to touch and taste, grinding down until both of them are panting, cocks hard. Sam knows what Dean wants and gives it freely, kissing back but letting Dean make all the calls, letting him find a rhythm and pull Sam along for the ride. Sometimes they get honks or girls hollering out open windows as they drive by, and that just makes Dean more urgent, more needy. The knowledge of being seen grinding down on Sam's cock adds an element of danger to their dalliance that Dean gets off on. Sam usually comes first, his boxers wet and a dark stain spreading over his jeans. He will lie on his back, spent, looking up at Dean with bright, glassy eyes, while Dean thrusts his hips down, his cock sliding along Sam's thighs until he comes, a twin stain spreading over his jeans. Or sometimes, if they are between hunts and at a crowded bar blending in with the locals, Dean steers them to a dark corner table, pushing Sam onto a stool before turning to grind his ass into Sam's crotch. Dean loves Sam's half-choked gasp almost as much as the feel of Sammy, rock-hard, pushing at his ass. He grabs Sam's hand, slamming it down to feel his cock, straining at the zipper. Dean helps Sam find a rhythm, grabbing, rubbing, tugging at the damp denim, all the while keeping his own rhythm, pushing back against Sam, teasing and grinding until Sam is growling low in his throat. Sam doesn't have needs in the same way that Dean does. Sam's claiming happens in more subtle, sneaky ways. At least, Dean thinks they're sneaky because they always throw him off guard. Like, for instance, when they're sitting at a diner and Dean begins chatting up the hot waitress. Sam will slip his right shoe off and slide his socked foot up Dean's leg, pushing at Dean's thighs to get him to open wide. With his big toe, he rubs Dean's cock, stroking his foot up and down. Then he'll slide his toes around Dean's balls until Dean is squirming in his seat, stammering and barely holding it together. The minute the waitress is gone and Dean brings his attention back to Sam, the foot disappears. But whenever the waitress returns, Sam's foot slides up Dean's leg again, teasing. Dean thinks it's the most pleasurable torture around because Sam is careful not to bring him up and over the edge into orgasm, instead keeping Dean hard and wanting. Each time Dean shifts in his seat, Sam smiles knowingly and asks after Dean, with a great show of concern, if he's all right, eyes alight with mischief. Or sometimes, when they're shopping, Sam will just sneak up behind Dean and grab his hand, linking their fingers together. He doesn't say anything and does nothing too showy, unless Dean tries to pull away. If Dean tries to pull away, Sam goes into all-out coupledom mode, sweetie this and honey that, arm draped over Dean's shoulder or cupping his ass. He begins whispering things in Dean's ear, letting his tongue slip out from behind wet lips to lick Dean's neck or jawline. Dean has learned that begging, wincing, demanding only makes Sam go even further overboard. But if Dean doesn't pull away, Sam is content, their fingers joined and Sam's thumb sliding soft and warm over the back of Dean's hand. It's a quiet, subtle claiming, and still, people take notice. Dean sees older folk shake their head and turn away muttering, and he sees the girls who jab their friends in the stomach and turn away to giggle into their fists. Sometimes they get a kind smile from a guy or a girl quickly looking away, as if not wanting to be caught enjoying the sight. There is one thing, though, that both Sam and Dean enjoy. It is more showy than most of Sam's public displays, but not quite as dramatic as Dean's. Both Sam and Dean like Sam sitting between Dean's legs as often as possible. It is their own way of saying, "I love you," and "you're mine." Not that Dean thinks of it that way, but Sam does. Dean will maneuver them to a bar stool, sitting with legs spread wide, Sam pushing up close into the V made just for him. He brushes his hand over Dean's heart and sighs contentedly or places his hands on Dean's hips, warmth seeping right into Dean's skin. Or, on the rare occasions they get sandwiches and eat at the rest stop instead of in the car, Dean will sit on the table, Sam sitting on the bench facing him, arms resting on Dean's thighs and mouth at just about the perfect level for blowjobs. Then Sam tilts his head up and the sun dances across his face, and Dean forgets about blowjobs, just strokes a hand through Sam's hair. Another favorite is in the motel room, Dean leaning against the headboard, knees up and feet flat on the bed, Sam leaning into Dean's chest. The number of times they have fallen asleep like this, TV still on, is too many to count at this stage in their life. So, no, Dean can't say why he needs to lay claim on Sam, in public or otherwise, but damn if it isn't the best feeling in the world. And since there's precious little in their worlds that is good, Dean really has no intention of stopping, even if it means letting Sam hold his hand without complaining every once in a while. End.